enabled to write. This experience, apparently in her own home in Portland, Maine, in the late spring or early summer in 1845, marks a significant turn in Ellen's experience, for she observed as she related it. Up to this time I could not write. My trembling hand was unable to hold my pen steadily. While in vision I was commanded by an angel to write the vision. I attempted it, and wrote readily. My nerves were strengthened, and my hand became steady. Many years later she referred to her experience in beginning to write. The Lord has said, "Write out the things which I shall give you." And I commenced when very young to do this work. My hand that was feeble and trembling because of infirmities became steady as soon as I took the pen in my hand, and since those first writings I have been able to write. God has given me the ability to write. That right hand scarcely ever has a disagreeable sensation. It never wearies. It seldom ever trembles. As to her feelings and response when instructed, she wrote, "I wept, and said, 'Impossible, impossible.' The words came, 'Nothing is impossible with God.' The effort was made and my hand commenced to write the things that had been given me."